go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. My name is Peter Doan, and I'm excited to be with you today as we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, Go Rebuild My Church, and how this theme is relevant to the church today. My wife Leslie and I recently launched a lay apostolate called Encounter Jesus Discipleship Ministries. You can learn more about us and our passion for renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org. So our passion for renewal was ignited when Leslie and I came home to the Catholic Church 12 years ago. And that was when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with many renewal movements within the church, one of which we're going to talk about today. And hopefully through the ministry of this radio program, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, as well as parishes, to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. If you're joining us for the first time today, we're in the middle of a series on the Great Commission, referred to by many as the mission statement of the church. We've been learning that the Great Commission involves two key components, evangelization and discipleship, which are vitally connected like two lungs of a healthy, breathing, alive, individual Christian and Catholic parish. Our focus today is going to be on discipleship and what it looks like when individuals and parish ministries take seriously the Great Commission and Jesus' command to go make disciples of all nations. We have a great show in store for you today. Periodically, we interview men and women who are actually doing rebuilding and renewal in the subject areas that we're discussing, that we've been focusing on the four great action verbs of the Great Commission. Our guest today is Christy Schierbaum. Christy is a consultant that includes the ministry called Discipleship Quads. She is located in Steubenville, Ohio at Franciscan University. Christy's going to share with us today about Discipleship Quads, and we're going to see how they are a model that answers the Lord Jesus' command to make disciples of all nations. Welcome, Christy. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Christy, could you please tell us generally a little bit about yourself and how you got involved at Franciscan University?
Absolutely. Well, I'm originally from Texas, and a lot of my roots are in Louisiana, so right there in that area. And I was raised in a practicing Catholic family, but in high school, I struggled, like many high school students, and just trying to find myself and find my faith. And I really received an understanding of God's love personally for the first time and claimed my faith as my own at a Steubenville High School Youth Conference. So this is a youth conference for high school teens that's very evangelical, about helping people to know God's love. And it's put on by a university, many of you may have heard of it, called Franciscan University of Steubenville, that's in Ohio. And I went to that youth conference and had a really life-changing experience before my senior year. So I decided if this conference was so great, why not go there for university? So I ended up going there as a college student, and I continued to learn more about my faith and continued to dive deeper into my faith. And I started working for the conference office as a college student doing a leadership program for teens called Young Apostles, and I got involved with the conferences. I ended up graduating with a degree in catechetics and ended up teaching high school for a little while. And then 2 years after graduation, I ended up back at Franciscan University and applied and received a job working for the conference office as somebody that could revamp that program called Young Apostles, which is now called Franciscan Leads. And I ended up working there for almost 10 years as the director of programming. And I ended up moving on, and now I'm as a consultant because I was at the time married with two kids. Now I have four kids, and I just needed to have a little bit more time at home. And so I ended up doing part-time consulting, which is what I'm doing now.
Oh, great, Christy. Thanks for all that. So I became connected with you because at my local parish, I discovered this dynamic called the discipleship quads, and myself and three other key staff members at our parish went through the process of becoming a discipleship quad. Could you tell us a little bit about how these quads began?
Yes. So I have to go back to when I originally decided to quit my full-time job. I had approached my boss at the time and said, I can't continue this full-time work. I don't feel called to do this, but I would like to continue to work for the organization if there's a place for me. And just like in many jobs, I'm sure many of you can relate to this, there's so many things that need to be done, and there's this long list of things that you want to do when you have time. Mm-hmm. And we had that list, and we never had the time to do many of those things on that list. And so when I approached him about possibly working part-time, I said, well, maybe I could continue working part-time and do some of those things that we never get to, that we keep dreaming and talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things was to really research what's going on in discipleship formation for adults out there. Like, what are people doing in the Catholic and the Protestant and the evangelical world that's really working?
Mm-hmm.
And so we as an office just decided, okay, let's dive deeper into understanding this. Our mission is to go and rebuild the church, and we believe that we are called to fulfill this great commission of go and make disciples of all nations. And mm-hmm. so I decided to start researching organizations, so Catholic, evangelicals, all different faith backgrounds, and I was looking for two specific things. The first was a process that was forming disciples that went forth and formed other disciples and made other disciples, which mm-hmm. is a term that many call spiritual multiplication.
Right.
So something that was making disciples that made disciples that made disciples. And then also we wanted to find something that had been working over a long period of time. My boss was very clear, like, let's make sure we find something that really has been proven to work. Mm-hmm. And then we also needed something that would be a good follow-up from our adult conference experience, so a place where people could experience God's love on a personal level, which many do for the first time as adults at our adult conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go home to their parishes, but they didn't know what the next step was. So we wanted a process that we could offer them and say, you can go home and do this at your parish no matter what's going on at your parish. You can go home and you can do this. And so we were looking for something that would fulfill that as well. So after a year of research, I found a pastor named Greg Ogden mm-hmm. who had written a book called Transforming Discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote about a process of discipleship that fit all of those things that I just mentioned that we were looking for.
Uh-huh.
And he called it microgroups. And he termed that that's a group of 3 to 4 people. And he had been successfully forming disciples that also went forth and formed other disciples and so on for over 35 years. And
mm-hmm.
he would talk about this process in his book, which is where I first learned about it. And then we ended up consulting with him to develop discipleship quads. And it's really beautiful how he first came to find this process out. He was studying and working for a degree in ministry, and he was given a project where he was comparing one-on-one ministry, so a lot of the typical one-on-one discipleship where it's mm-hmm. kind of the Paul Timothy model, where one person is pouring into another person and discipling them.
Right.
And then he compared that one-on-one model with a typical small group model, which we're very familiar with in the Catholic Church, of about 7 to 10 people.
Right.
And then his instructor suggested, why don't you try something in the middle, 3 to 4 people? And this is where he discovered what he called the hothouse of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there was something different about 3 to 4 that you didn't have in the one-on-one and you didn't have in the 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. we met with him, and he was very supportive and guided us through all of our questions. And we have stuck as close as possible to his process, adding some specific Catholic things, but keeping the crucial elements of what we believe made his process work so well, and coined it discipleship quads. And this is really what it was born out of, was the research and working with him, and again, taking the Catholic curriculum and bringing that into his process.
That's great, Christy, great background. We're going to explore more of just the DNA of these discipleship quads. But first of all, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue to discuss with Christy this model for making disciples.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to our broadcast called Go Rebuild My Church. Our guest today is Christy Schierbaum from Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and she consults with a very powerful ministry that I've discovered personally called Discipleship Quads. Christy, we gave a general background in our first segment. What do you believe is the most unique part of the Discipleship Quads, and how can they play within the Catholic Church culture?
Yes, well, unfortunately, we can see this in a lot of our parishes, and even more unfortunate, as many of us probably experience this, is a sense of loneliness. We may go to church, you know, every Sunday, but not really know people and don't have those friends that we can say are our true Christian fellowship community. And so one of the things that Discipleship Quads has offered me personally, and I've seen it offer many other people, is true community and fellowship, mm-hmm. which is what we all want to receive from the church. Yeah. And so, yes, it forms you as a disciple. It forms you intellectually. But it really gives you a fellowship and a community and a place that brings you together to be able to say, these are my true, authentic Christian friends.
Right. So, like, I know in parish ministry, there are a lot of ministries, and that there's a tendency to think that just if you join a ministry, then discipleship takes place and you create relationships and fellowship. But I found that when we did our discipleship quad, which started, interestingly enough, in January of 2020, and you know what happened 2 months after January 2020, COVID hit. And we went through all of that time from January to December of 2020, meeting together once a week. And every one of us kept saying, we can't believe the Lord led us into this during this time, because this is helping me navigate COVID. So anyways, it was a powerful time together. So how do you see that these, that I'm alluding to, these discipleship quads are different from other church programs and ministries?
Yes, well, it is very different. I spend a lot of time on the phone helping parishes and people, individuals, see the differences, because at first glance, a lot of people will say, oh, this is typical, like a typical small group, or, oh, this is similar to this program or this program I've heard before. And after a conversation, people usually do come away with saying, oh, I can see that it is different. And then even more so, after someone like yourself experiences it, I hear time and time again people say, oh, this is like nothing I've ever experienced. And I can say the same for myself, that when I actually did a discipleship quad, I was able to more clearly articulate the things that made it different from other typical small groups that I've done within parish community and parish programs. So a couple of things I'll point out. The first one is that there is a prayerful invite process to get the quad started. So let's say you decide, I want to do a discipleship quad. Well, the first step, and we walk you through this and all of our resources, is that you ask God to draw you to the names that he's calling you to invite. So we give you a process of praying and asking God to lead you to three other people that you should invite to this discipleship quad. And this is one of the most intimidating and a little bit difficult parts, and I help coach people through this, but it's amazing how God will answer that prayer, and he'll bring the exact right four people together.
Yeah, sure happened with me, for sure.
Yes, yes, and that prayerful invite, this part is one of the things that it cannot, I encourage people, do not overstep this part. It's so much easier to get a group of people that are interested in quads together and split them off into groups of four at your parish, but I really encourage people, don't do that. Don't skip this step. Even if it's hard, don't skip this step, because it makes a big difference. So then the second thing I would say is the small size and the intentionality of that. With it only being four people, you really have an opportunity for intimacy and sharing. And I don't suggest doing less than four, and I don't suggest doing more than four. Really, four is the exact right number for accountability and sharing on a deeper level. And one of the things is that if you miss that week, you really are missed. And oftentimes in larger, small groups, you're not missed because it's so big. And this is one of the places where you see the most unexpected fruit of this that I had. The most unexpected thing I experienced was just this fellowship component that you make genuine friends. I had many people in my first quad say to me, I've never had friends like this. I've never had accountability like this, because you have this opportunity week after week of sharing about your life and connecting and also studying together. And with that, there's a commitment level. So at the very beginning of the process, again, it's all about this intentionality. There's a commitment sheet that Greg Ogden, this is from Greg Ogden's original process, where you sign this commitment sheet that has five things that you commit to each other, which is basically, I promise to show up, I promise to be committed and do the work, and, you know, the basic things. But one of those, on the fifth thing, is that you promise that you will give serious consideration to continuing the discipling chain by doing another discipleship quad in the future after this one. And so there's this upfront intentionality of this discipleship formation and then going forth and making other disciples, that there's an end goal in sight, that we're not going to just keep meeting forever, but we're actually going to complete this, and then we're going to give serious consideration to doing this again in the future. And again, that upfront intentionality really makes a big difference.
Right. So when we met together, we got so involved in bonding together that we made a decision in our group that we would not meet if all four of us couldn't be there. And in the midst of people sometimes not showing up for things in church, everybody, all four, showed up faithfully every time except one or two times when there was sickness. So we were really experiencing the life of Jesus coming together.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Our rule of thumb that we try to give is to say, if only three of you can show up and still meet, but if only two of you can, then we say, go ahead and cancel that week and go to the next. But I think that's beautiful, a beautiful testament to your group. Oftentimes, it's just, if it would end up being weeks and weeks and weeks, sometimes with vacations and such. But it is great when all four of you can be together, and it really does, you miss that one person if they can't be there.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, when you get bonded like that, it's a missing person that you really notice when they're not there. So,
yes,
Christy, we're going to take another break, and we're meeting with today Christy Scherbaum, who is the consultant for discipleship quads that comes out of Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. We're really excited about what is happening here. I myself has passed this on to a leader in Toledo, Ohio, who's taken it to his parish, and they're excited about it. And this is something that I think that when you really understand it and get a hold of it, you're going to be excited about it as well. We'll be back in a few moments.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
When you're tired of doing life alone, come back here. We enjoy the company. We hope you do too. Better together. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to our program called Go Rebuild My Church. Our special guest today is Christy Scherbaum, a consultant who works in a ministry called Discipleship Quads at Steubenville, Ohio, Franciscan University. And we've been discussing this structure, this model for making disciples. So, Christy, as we go on here, the theme of our radio broadcast is Go Rebuild My Church, and you even mentioned that that's a theme that really drives you and obviously those at Franciscan University. How do these discipleship quads help us in this much-needed process that the church of rebuilding and renewing the church today?
Yes, well, I think the first thing I would say is the process really brings about actual change in a person's life. So oftentimes, especially I think as Catholics, we can go to these Bible studies that are amazing, and we receive intellectual formation, but when do we actually change our behavior based on that formation? And so sometimes that's a little bit more challenging, and oftentimes it's hard to lead a person to that. And this, we've crafted the Discipleship Quad process really to include an opportunity to change the behavior in your life. And one of the ways we do that is through having characteristics of a disciple that we've outlined. So we outlined 7 characteristics of what it means to be a disciple. These are very basic things that you could probably come up with if I just said, what do you think are the 7 characteristics of a disciple? So things like daily prayer, participating in the sacraments, faithfulness to the Catholic Church, those types of things. And so 4 times throughout this process of the Discipleship Quad process, we ask each individual to do a self-assessment on those 7 characteristics of a disciple. And so you look at your own life, and on your own, you answer these questions about how you're doing on these 7 characteristics. So for daily prayer, how am I doing with daily prayer? Do I pray daily? If not, how can I grow in that area? And then you identify one way that you can grow. And again, you do this 4 separate times. So you're able to say, this is how I need to grow this time. And then a few months later, you say, okay, look back. How have I grown since this last one? Mm-hmm. And how can I continue to grow again and again, 4 different times? And then you're also sharing these things with these people in your life that you're meeting with weekly so they can hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. And so you have not only your own commitment, but then you have people around you that are rallying to help you get there. Mm-hmm. And so this does seem to result in true transformation in people's lives, which the first step to rebuilding the church is starting with ourselves and then going forth and sharing it with others.
So when we met in our quad, we experience the gamut. Like Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we rejoice with those that rejoice. We weep with those that weep. We had times where people were weeping. We had times when people were excited and rejoicing. And it really, that quad really made us begin to live 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As you alluded to, you can't just live 1 Corinthians 12 if we're passing one another in the night as we go to and from Mass.
Yes, exactly. And oftentimes we're trying to tell people, this is how you're supposed to live, but people don't yet know that they're loved by others or by Jesus. And my boss has this phrase that I think is just beautiful. He says often that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
And people often don't want to learn about what Jesus teaches or what the, you know, what the moral Catholic teaching is on something until they really know how much you love them, and then through you showing your love for them, you're able to show Jesus' personal love for them. And I really believe that one reason that people feel so alone and that they aren't changing their life is just because they don't know that they're loved. And Discipleship Quads really gives an opportunity, like you just said, for people to experience community and therefore love of others, of each other, but then also Jesus' love as well. And that's really the first step to rebuilding the church.
So in our quad, one of the things that we discussed, because it was in the time when the church was basically locked and shut down, that a lot of people we felt were not connected, and they were thinking, well, here I am, it's COVID, I'm home, and I don't have any relational connections in the church. And we wondered if that would even affect them returning to the church once COVID was over with. And I think that discipleship quads have the potential of really building that bonding relationship that St. Paul was after when he called us the body of Christ, that there's not a whole lot of other models out there right now that are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And we experienced similar feelings in my quad meeting over COVID time. And, you know, all of us have gone back to physical church in different time frames based on our family's needs. But yet there's still a peer pressure that we're all encouraging each other to get back there, that the sacraments are needed. And it's been helpful that we had the foundation of this community that in a smaller way to get us into the larger community.
Yes, amen. And so let's spend a few minutes in talking about the curriculum. As I alluded to before, I felt like it was so good in the way that it was put together that nobody had any complaints about it. And I want to, before you say anything, I want to say when I first of all went to your website and was considering doing a quad, I saw the word free there and it shocked me because I figured that this was going to cost hundreds of dollars to get the curriculum. Could you talk a little bit about the curriculum? And again, praise God, it's free.
Yes, yes. Well, that was something that we were really committed to. We didn't want financial needs to be a stumbling block. We wanted this to just be an easy process that people could just do in their, you know, on their own and start it without any training and really just take it and go with it. And so that's what we decided to do. So everything is available to download for free online, and then you just have to print it yourself, or you could work with it as an electronic copy. So we give you what's called an overview document that gives you just the basics of how to get started. And again, you don't need a lot of training. It's not necessarily something that that you know you have to have a really good leadership skills or background in church, anything in the church. Anyone can pick it up and do it. And another thing that I haven't mentioned yet that's really crucial to this process is there's a rotation of facilitation. So
that's right.
Not the same person leading every time. And so the person that starts the quad kind of can start, and they don't have to, but they usually do start the kind of facilitating of the meetings, which is basically just keeping everybody on time and on task and going through the questions and keeping things moving for the meeting. But then after that, a few months later, everybody gets a turn to lead, and so or facilitate is what we like to call it. And so that's a great option because then nobody is the main leader and everyone's a part of it. And then also it prepares you to go forth and do it again at the end of the time. Do you feel more equipped because you see that it's not that hard to do? But the curriculum itself is called the Discipleship Quad Guidebook, and there's four parts. The first part is basically the basic gospel message, so a big word for that is kerygma, and it's just giving you the basic proclamation of what Jesus shared with us when he was here with us and what the gospels show us. And then the next three parts after that really go into what it means in living what we just learned in the first part. So how do we live what Jesus has proclaimed to us? So, and it's done through reading the week before. You read a few pages and answer six questions, and the questions are very much about your heart and where your heart is in the process of what you're reading.
So, Christy, yeah, the guidebooks are great, and we are just about out of time here. We're meeting with today Christy Sherbaum, who's been sharing with us about discipleship quads. She's a consultant at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio. And I want to thank you for joining us today. We love spending time together as we join forces with people like Christy and her ministry to rebuild the Church of Jesus Christ. Next week, Leslie and I will continue to look at the DNA of a Catholic disciple as we join together to rebuild and renew the American Catholic Church. Thanks a lot for joining us, and God bless and keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.catholicradioindy.org.